It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state health department has told 15 counties that they will move to the second highest level on the state's revamped COVID-19 dial by Friday. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
The move means that the counties have high levels of transmission, hospitalizations, and positivity rates. The list includes every county in Metro Denver, three in northeastern Colorado, and several on the western slope. Under the new restrictions, most indoor activities are banned or strictly limited. Tuesday's rollout of a new range of health safety rules came with some initial confusion about which counties beyond Denver might be on the list. On social media, public officials, business owners, and others vented frustrations about the difficulty of figuring out the new rules. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Pueblo is one Colorado county where restaurants could close indoor dining if the spread of coronavirus doesn't get under control. Cassie Chavez-Gibbons is a waitress and daughter of the owners of the Sunset Inn in Pueblo. She says business has already been slow and the uncertainty about the future is scary.
It's just really emotional to just wonder, like, what's going to happen to the business that my parents have built for the last 40 years.
Chavez-Gibbons says she's not sure whether the restaurant could get by with only takeout service if they have to close the dining room. Children's Hospital Colorado is asking for blood donations. A spokeswoman says there's a critical shortage and that the hospital now has many patients who are very sick. She's asking people to come to the hospital center in Aurora to donate. RTD board members approved a $1.2 billion budget last night. That's more than $100 million less than RTD initially expected. The transit agency plans to cut about 400 jobs as the pandemic continues to hurt revenue and ridership. Cloudy skies along the Front Range today, highs near 70 in Denver. This is CPR News.